Navigation is at the heart of trade, travel, leisure and sport, from our commute to work to holidays abroad and even setting our eyes on space. And Glasgow has just hosted the annual International Navigation Conference, which was opened by the Princess Royal, and it was to showcase the science that gets us from here to there. For the president of the Royal Institute of Navigation, James Taylor, the subject is very close to his heart because he was a captain of a nuclear submarine at the height of the Cold War.
When you are fully submerged, you are much more conscious of the fact of moving in three dimensions in a huge space, whereas man is by and large a two-plane animal. And submarining is true navigating because you are moving in three dimensions. But you become entirely accustomed to the fact that your visual range is limited to a matter of feet and that you are reliant on your instrumentation and the feel you get through the soles of your feet to tell you what the weather is like, the sea conditions. And over years, you build up an almost instinctive feeling for what the weather might be.
Captain James Taylor, and we'll hear more from him later how ancient mariners with slightly less advanced technologies than a nuclear submarine used coconuts to nonetheless perform impressive feats of navigation.